On today's edition of Talking Tech, the case of the stolen laptop that left my niece's New York apartment, got hawked to a New York pawn shop, and then sold on eBay. Her saga makes me think twice about what I'm buying used online, and also makes me think thrice about my laptop protection. How about you? Want to hear more? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and again, you're listening to Talking Tech. Here's the story. The brand new $1,600 15-inch Apple MacBook Pro got lifted from Jana's apartment, ended up at the pawn shop where it was purchased by a guy who turned around and sold the stolen goods on eBay. The man who purchased it assumed it was truly used, but was later discovered by the New York police when he tried to register it with Apple. The police contacted him, told him it was stolen, and asked him to return it to Jana. He declined. Now, what kind of questions are you wondering right now? Did the buyer who unsuspectingly purchased stolen goods on eBay have any protection from eBay? Yes, eBay tells me it would refund his purchase as long as a police report was filed, which it was. We know that Craigslist is a hotbed for stolen goods, but what about a publicly listed corporation like eBay? The company tells me incidents like this are rare, less than 1% of purchases. I'll let you decide whether you believe that or not, because that's not what the National Retail Federation believes. In a report, it said that some one-third of auction sites promising new in box and almost new are actually, in fact, stolen. Still, eBay says it supports the investigation and prosecution of sellers who resell stolen goods on its site and recommend that anyone eyeing stolen goods contact local law enforcement immediately. Do not contact the perpetrator. But as I said, the person who bought Jana's laptop declined to return it, which was his right, but I wonder how he sleeps at night, especially knowing that eBay would pay him back for his purchase. Meanwhile, to everyone out there listening, please take a few steps to protect your investment. First of all, make sure you have a tough-to-crack password at boot up that would prevent anyone from doing anything with your machine. Both Apple and Windows are adamant about making us sign up with these. Windows 10 even uses biometrics to use our eyes to sign in. Make the password a combination of letters, symbols, and numbers, and something not obvious like your name, birthday, address, or favorite movie, please. If you haven't signed up for Apple's Find My iPhone feature on iCloud, do it now. On Macs, you can add all your devices and disable not just iPhones, but iPads, Apple Watch, and of course, MacBook Pros, and lock them remotely in the case of theft. Windows has similar tools in the remote desktop protocol. Good luck. According to researcher Gartner, a laptop is stolen every 7 seconds. I couldn't live without mine and hope that day never comes, but at least I know that I can disable it if it does. Here's looking at you, thief. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And stick with USA Today for the latest.